One of the things I like most about this Christmas decoration is that I get to hide behind the stable over there. So it's a pretty beautiful church this Christmas season. The Catholic Church depends heavily upon a healthy family foundation, these building blocks in which the church rests. It's therefore not surprising that the Catholic Church has been making great efforts to preserve the traditional family as a social institution. However, the Church's stance on marriage, divorce, fertility, abortion, and other social issues are not simply a means of self-preservation. Our stance, our practice, and our efforts to preserve traditional family values and institutions stem from an understanding that God has instituted the family and continues to work through family as the domestic church. So in other words, God has created humanity with a particular way of life in mind. Sometimes people try to drive a wedge between social issues and religion. They will say things like, keep religion out of my bedroom or out of my politics or things like that. But to do so is to reject the whole idea that religion is real and has an impact on our decisions, on our day-to-day life. If we profess a religion and live by it, it will, at least in regard to the Catholic faith, it will have an impact on our daily life. We could spend our time lamenting all the problems, the issues that are present in our society when it comes to the family. I don't think anybody would dispute that the family as a Christian institution has been under siege in our country. We've seen step by step the erosion of the family. Social engineering is a real tool that has been put to use. There are people trying to deconstruct the Christian model of family and society. While the point could be argued that this comes from a worldview that sees Christianity as an oppressive or old-fashioned religion, the church would also see the influence of the evil one, the devil, in the erosion of the traditional family. However, rather than focusing on all this, I would like to consider what we can do by entering into the work of supporting the family in our day, helping the family. On the level of the family itself, each individual family can have an impact on the culture of their particular parish and community. By striving to live within the vision of the Catholic teachings, a family teaches their children to understand the value and the joy of the Catholic life. Hopefully, this is a model experience and a discussion that continues, that it's not merely a theoretical concept or a moral code, but instead it's a means to get the most out of life and a basis for establishing and sustaining lifelong relationships that are rooted in God. Some very basic things I think we can do which make it more practical and doable. First, a shared and practical and practiced Catholic faith where the spouses have a personal faith which they are able to articulate and share with their children. I think that's a huge thing if we can just do that. Secondly, continued development and growth in the faith, both spiritually and intellectually, so that ongoing formation is important. Thirdly, a community that the family is a part of, which they support, and likewise are supported by. I think that's what the parish is meant to be, is a place where we feel supported and we have this common mission of living as Catholics, trying to support one another in that work. On the parish level, we need to make the sacraments available. That's important. This is why we strive to meet people, why I strive to meet people where they're at. But it also means that we don't just treat the sacraments like carrots that we sort of dangle in front of people. Rather, we invite people to live a life which is sustained and supported by the sacramental life. And this can be a little delicate at times, challenging, but the focus should not really be on helping people to have a lived faith that daily impacts their life, not simply a pit stop where they get something or receive something that they want or need. The parish could potentially, I would say, do many more things. A lot more support could be offered through the parish. If we were more organized, if we had the means to do so, we could have ministries that could do tons of things, connecting young and old, helping young parents find time to spend together as a couple, ministries for young adults, for young couples, for older couples, widows, widowers, divorced. We could have ministries for teaching, for couples learning how to receive their fertility and helping them to who are struggling in their marriages for different reasons. We could have ministries that would help people who are in mixed marriages between a Catholic and a non-Catholic. We could have support for those who are seeking to live out the vocations of religious life and priesthood. We could have a network to support and raise up missionaries from our parish who go out either domestic in our own country or international in other places. We could have ministries that support families that are in crisis. Really, if we were organized, I think we could do many things. But so often, we don't have these kinds of ministries, and so I think people who have these needs, they look somewhere else for their needs to be fulfilled. And sometimes we don't ever give a chance for them to receive the beautiful teachings of our church. Or these teachings seem sort of merely a theoretical thing than a reality that can be lived. Currently, we do have our family faith formation model that we're trying to grow and develop. We have the sacraments available, of course. And although I'd readily admit that we don't always maybe do the best preparation, we're working on, we're trying to get better at that. And so it's my hope that we can continue to grow in these areas. We have a few select groups that do different ministries, but I think as a whole, we could really grow a lot more. And one of the things that I'd like to see in our parish is that we would do more like offer a parish retreat for men and women. Retreat where they could go off and just be strengthened in their walk with the Lord, maybe a yearly offering of that, some pilgrimages, more mission trips, these kinds of things that I think would be a way to foster that. And so I'm hopeful that we continue working on that. Now, how can we grow into something, a model of parish where we kind of help families live and support this life that we call Catholic? I don't think it's going to happen right away. It's not going to be an instantaneous change. It takes time. It also takes intentionality. We have to begin to make a decision to put the family first, to make an effort to invest in our parish family. It's a choice that we all have to make together. I'm very interested in growing our parishes and developing our community that lives a Catholic life together, which welcomes and supports those who want to take part in such a community. However, this is a continuous work, and I think, in many respects, we are out of practice when it comes to the custom of investing in the parish family. So let's pray. Let's ask you to pray. Let's pray together, asking that the Lord would give us the grace to live in community with one another. Let's strive to live in this intentionally Catholic way, which will help us find meaning and fullness as we journey through life together. Mary, Jesus, and Joseph, pray for us.